I'd like to open this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission on Monday, September 10th, 2018, at 5:31 p.m. We'll go ahead with the roll call.
Karen Schumacher?
Present.
Sharon Stutter?
Present.
Code Dismuth?
Present.
Laura Morgan?
Present.
Katie Wilkinson?
Present.
Bill Higgins?
Present.
Nyla Williams?
Present.
Kathy Murphy?
Here.
Aye.
Present. First things first, we'll do call to the public. I don't think we have anybody signed up. So for what I'm going to do this evening is we're going to move item 7 to the front. So we'll be discussion regarding approval process for public art and public spaces. And a few of us attended a meeting with the Bisbee Cultural District, Arts and Cultural District, about a month and a half ago in regards to this. And I'm going to let Bill Higgins say what he wanted to say first, I suppose.
Why don't you go first, Karen?
Okay. So the right now, I know that a few people had brought this up, but one of the interests of the Arts Commission was having essentially more say-so about the art that went into the city of Bisbee, right? My understanding is at the moment, the murals are approved by the Designer Review Board. And then there is really no protocol for public art in the sense of like a permanent monument unless it happens to be in Parks and Rec, and then Parks and Rec takes over. So the interest was of us creating a protocol in which I know that Frank Davis had talked to Bill about they were interested in letting us, at least talking to us about letting us approve murals instead of the Designer Review Board, because the Designer Review Board really isn't interested in paint and things like that. It's more about like the actual exterior of the houses and the buildings. And so that was something that I was interested in, and I wanted to see what you guys had to say. I mean, I think it would make more sense since there are more artists on this commission. The thing to take into consideration is that it also puts us in the possibility of more controversy.
Of what?
More controversy. If we don't approve someone's murals, you're going to have to expect that somebody is going to be upset. So I still think it's probably the right thing to do. There's nobody, I mean, since they have instated that back, it was a rule. I mean, it was an ordinance. And then they took it off, and then they put it back last year, if I understand correctly. I don't think anything has gone through. Like, nobody's put in a permit.
And these murals that we're talking about are murals that are on public spaces, not on...
Who's the artist?
Well, this is where it gets complicated, though, because the downtown is what they govern, and it's not just public, right? I mean, it's not just privately owned. So they govern anything within the historic district that's a mural that is visible from the street or it's downtown. I think it's visibility like on Main Street and on buildings that belong to the city of Bisbee. So.
Well, I think as a committee, it would be great if people did come before us, but I'm with you. I think it's going to be really, really controversial.
Sure.
Thank you. If somebody comes before this and we don't like their mural. But I certainly think it would be good for them to come before us, and maybe we could make suggestions in terms of, you know, is it scale, you know, is... I don't know what we make, you know, because now we're talking about aesthetics. I personally am not a big mural fan, so... but, you know, I've had conversations with other people about this round and round, and I think... As far as I know, most cities really struggle with this because it's so hard to regulate and should be regulated. But maybe there's models that we can look at in other places like Tucson or Phoenix.
And looking into what the Designer Review Board already looks, I mean, I don't think there's very much regulation, though, or very much written down about what they have to look like. It's sort of a, do you want this to happen, yes or no, right now? And so... I suppose going forward, it would be important to write kind of what we're looking for in murals and what we're not looking for.
Yes.
And keeping in mind that, you know, we all know this, our aesthetics are only our own. And that's where it gets hard. Because I know, I agree with you, I am not always, there are murals in this world I'm not a big fan of. But we have to look at what would actually enrich the community.
Well, would it be possible for us to maybe be a conduit to put out information about proposals for murals? I mean, maybe if if the public wasn't blindsided by a mural they didn't like, you know, but I don't know how that would work either.
We have paperwork. There is a form that we have not used since I joined the Arts Commission. I'm not sure they would use it. It comes up so rarely that is the Arts and Monuments and Public Spaces form. And that one is for grant money for those things. But it also involves having to go to the Designer Review Board to get approved before you even get that grant, I believe. So under that, that would mean that the Designer Review Board actually would have the approval of the monuments as well. So it needs to probably all be rewritten. I mean, is this something that you guys are interested in taking over? It's not going to come up that often, but it will come up. And when it does come up, it will be a bit of a controversy.
I have a question. I mean, if somebody has a building in town and they want to put something on it, like the brewery, are they allowed to just do it?
Not anymore.
That's the
ordinance that was, like I said, for some reason, it was taken off. A few years ago, they stopped doing it, and then they brought the ordinance back, meaning that it had to be approved by the Designer Review Board in downtown. And that doesn't count for, like, if you want to put a mural in your backyard, you're fine. I mean, obviously, you don't need our approval. But this is highly visible areas in the historic district. And so now, if the brewery, for instance, was going to want a mural, they would need to come through the Design and Review Board to do that.
And the Design and Review Board probably should have us as an adjunct to what, aesthetic, and you're right, it is going to create problems. But
right.
Well, that's what Frank and I had talked about. When something comes from in front of the Design Review Board, that really should be something that that as the Arts Commission we should be looking at. He is perfectly willing to invite the Arts Commission to you know, whatever hearing or meeting that this would come up, and informally I exactly how this is going to work. We may have to change some rules. We may have to or clarify some things, you know, just whose responsibility is what in a lot of areas. But you know, there's nothing that prevents us now from you know, speaking at call to the public on you know, at a Design and Review Board meeting if this came up. I would like to see you know, certain things that were formally where the Design and Review Board would take a look and say, oh yeah, we need the Arts Commission to have a look at this also, because, you know, we're a slightly different organization. And that's an easy enough thing to do. The Design and Review Board can do that easily. But where it gets kind of tricky is, for example, the ore cars that are downtown. You know, they were just, okay, they were, you know, there was a little controversy when the ore cars went in because a lot of people just didn't like them, and other people did. But then there was talk of painting them, you know, and people were just, oh, they were just outraged about painting the ore cars. Well, the Department of Public Works can do these sort of things without anybody's approval, without the council's approval. And they have in the past, they've done things which really somebody should have really taken a look at, but they weren't. And the Department of Public Works went ahead and did things that really we should have been able to weigh in on it. We should have had a meeting on it, you know, open to the public so the public can come and express their opinion. I don't know exactly how we would deal with something like that other than to have a good relationship with the Department of Public Works so that they would be voluntarily say, yeah, maybe we should have the Arts Commission take a look at this. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it has to be regulated, you know, codified, I think that we could, you know, we could implement some of these measures where we would all, where we as an arts commission would have some input, you know, into what happens without really doing much of anything other than getting the cooperation of the design review board and the cooperation of the Department of Public Works and anybody else that's going to, do something which actually, you know, the town itself is like a work of art, and just like it sits right now, and so any modifications that really change the way the town looks, I can see where there's room for us as a group to take a more active role in what we see, and this is just like a preliminary conversation, but we'll talk about it. I'll talk about it with staff and some of the other people, and we'll see what we can work out. But I think it's something that we as a group, I think we should have a little input on what happens here.
We have a lot of experience here on this committee, and I think I can speak for everybody else. We would like to be used by the city. We would like to, use our expertise in any way that would be helpful. So. Absolutely.
And it would just be nice, I mean, as a sort of a legacy, to build some sort of protocol, as there is so little right now. Because moving forward, it's a careful balance between keeping Bisbee historically beautiful and also having new art. And so it's something that needs to be looked at. Mm-hmm. And I know that this came up originally for the Arts and Cultural District, just to give you guys some background. Somebody wanted to donate a piece of art to downtown. And they wanted to pick it out. And members of their, they're not really a committee, I don't know, what is it? It is a committee. So members of the Arts and Cultural Committee did not agree. They thought that someone being able to just buy something, give it, and that it had to be put in, wasn't the right way to go, and I agree with that. So It's really about building a protocol, and we can change ordinances. We can go to city council and say, hey, we want to change this in the ordinance.
Coaching program, like this is how to get your proposal put through. So it also supports people that don't necessarily know how to navigate the system to get art into public places, but then it also allows you to act as a bit of a mediator saying, well, maybe that's not appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good. For instance, one thing that we could I would recommend is not painting a mural on a beautiful historic wall. Already beautiful, why would you want to put a mural on?
But that would
take some time to put that together.
And that comes up periodically. I don't know about the wall so much. I know that it comes up, people think it's a great idea to paint the stairs, but we're not allowed to paint the stairs, I think. Isn't that what the Arizona Historic, I think the governing board of the Arizona Historic Board said, no paint on the stairs. So it would be good to have an informative session, be like, hey, we can't do this, but we can do this, and then maybe identify some spaces where something would be possible. The thing about public murals are fairly expensive, but I mean, public art, like sculptures and things, are even more so. So the chances that people are going to want to put that time and money, but you never know. We do have money available if somebody wanted to do something cool.
Right, and we can link people to that money.
Yeah.
You know, in the process, you're reaching out to provide those resources.
I like the idea of having, opening it up, and we could also combine it with like a grant and form a session and get that out to more people.
Perhaps one of the ways to begin the process would be identify a place where a mural might belong. And once we identify a place where there should be a mural, Then we can start this process of how do you do a mural. For example, I do believe when you go under the underpass, you come down turn on West Boulevard and you go under the highway, where there's all of the, kind of splotchy paint over.
That's a great place, yeah.
I don't know if we necessarily want to promote murals, as a body.
Promote protocol.
I think we'd like to approve, but promoting is a different thing. You're getting
right.
into
well,
it.
I realize that, but I think that maybe the way to start the process of discussion about a mural or about what can be done legitimately and illegitimately is to actually identify a place where we actually put a call to the public and go through this process.
Right.
Where does anybody want to see a mural here? Let's, you know, and identify the place where a mural would be right, a right place to put
it.
It
starts a mind game. I mean, you think about the great big sloping white thing on the
right.
parking lot behind the convention center, that entire great thing.
Whoever
captured
was it, she's a lucky
lady. Oh, I love that. Yeah, I know. Somebody wrote that they loved
her. I'm just afraid if we start identifying space, then we're promoting. If you identify space, you're promoting.
I know
you're saying, oh, this would be a nice place for a mural.
There are
and half of the town, and half of the town is going
to
say, I don't want a mural there. You know, but it's a different thing if somebody comes to the design review board for permission to put a mural someplace. That's one thing. But for us to start identifying spots, that's promotion. I'm not so sure that it's a historic town. There's a lot of people that would like to get rid of all the murals.
For that place in the city, as the entry to the city, because right now it's just painted over graffiti and then a new splash of paint. It's a different color than the old splodge of paint over another graffiti. And so in truth, what happens when art goes into places like that, you know, if we identify this is the appropriate place for a mural or for some project, maybe.
Well, we already have an appropriate place that if people want to paint on the wall. You know, that's the free store.
Well,
No.
I don't think it...
I'm not talking about that.
Pardon me?
I'm talking about trying to create...
Right. It's not owned by the city of Bisbee. That's
oh,
not.
It's not. Is it
I think that's ADOT. I think that's because someone had told me about a proposal they had made to do that, and it wasn't city of Bisbee property because something about the sort of tunnels and things.
The best murals in Phoenix now are on when you go through the under the underpasses of highways. There's several of them. There's beautiful mosaic works. There are beautiful, you know, all kinds of things can happen in a situation like that to say welcome to Bisbee. But mainly my point being is that it would be an opportunity to talk about where it's not appropriate to put murals.
Well, you know,
because there are a lot of
that would, you know, that would be something that, you know, the design and review board would weigh on, anyhow.
I like a general education. You know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, no stairs, no raw brick. That's another one. That would be cool to get that out there. That doesn't mean that we have to, you know, right now, we just need to do some research. If you want to find out who is control, Nina, do you know who's in control of the tunnel?
It's not the tunnel. It's not the tunnel. It's where you go, turn off after the tunnel onto West Boulevard, and you make your loop down either left to west or under the 80. Yeah,
yeah, that's a little tunnel.
It's not a tunnel. No, the tunnel. Well, I'm
not going to do
that. It's probably ADOT. I'm pretty sure it's ADOT. Well, right, I mean...
And somebody is maintaining it. Somebody is painting over whatever graffiti gets ended up on that wall. So somebody comes in and, you know, removes it with a color of tan that doesn't quite match the last color of tan that doesn't quite match the color of gray that was used before. we do have a mosaic going on. It's kind of an interesting.
It's going on up the divide.
But we do have an opportunity to, you know, I'm not always. There's a lot of murals are a hard thing.
Yeah.
But it is an opportunity to diversify the murals that we have in town, and I like that idea of getting some new stuff out there. So, but right now, we really just need to do some, I guess we need to sit down with Frank and talk about what rules they have, what they have written down.
Who's this now?
Frank Davis.
What the design review board is using as a guideline.
I can pull that ordinance and send it out to everyone.
Can you do that? And then we can all take a look at that. A lot of it, though, of course, is unwritten because it's things like that donation, there's no protocol. So I don't know if anybody's interested in researching other cities and see what kind of protocol they have. I do think that's always a good idea because a lot of the major cities have kind of worked it out in ways, and we can always, you know, cut around it and make it fit Bisbee a little bit better. So
just for clarification,
mm-hmm.
are we... trying to get a mural protocol together ourselves, or are we developing ways to communicate what the actual, like the review and design board are going to make a mural protocol, and we're going to help the public understand it?
They are not making a protocol. They govern it, but there's no protocol as of right now. They're interested, their liaison is interested in having us take over that.
Okay.
So that would mean that it would be in our hands to write the protocol. if you guys are interested in doing that. So it is writing it from scratch and coming up with, you know, if people want to, you know, do some research and write down what they think is important protocol-wise, we could put it up for discussion in the next meeting and talk about it and try to solidify a protocol for the city of Bisbee. Then what we would do, along with what Frank Davis has in the Design and Review Board, we would start the process of changing over the power. That sounds so, it sounds so crazy. Sorry.
I'm willing to do the research on what do other cities do when an artwork is donated,
mm-hmm.
With a contingency of where it gets to be placed.
Exactly, that's great. And within building...
Just to answer the question, just to find out how it's dealt with. Okay.
That's perfect.
Somebody came into town, into the beer place the other day from somewhere else, who's like, has big murals installed in different places. And he came breezing into town all ready to kind of like muralize Bisbee.
We're trying to stop. I mean, that's one of the things we're trying to slow that down. Because there is, and one of the things, I mean, just as a note, that happens here, we all know, is that people do things anyway, and then the city tells them to take it down. And I mean, there was a situation across from where I work at the hat shop where somebody put a sign up on the wall and didn't get a permit. And I don't actually know, is it still there?
It's still there and it's supposed to come
Which
down.
One? Which one?
The city told them to take it down.
The Jeep tour.
They didn't have a permit, and there is a rule about painting anymore on that wall. So
yeah, he was supposed to take it down, right?
Still it's about there. Enforcement too. And now that the county is enforcing that, now I get a little confused about who enforces it. That would be Joe Ward who would enforce it. But he had so much on his plate. I mean, that's like a small...
From my understanding, Joe will still work on plans and things like that, but the county will help us with code enforcement and building permits.
That's right. And I just recently got the link to... We now can complain straight to the county, I guess, for those kind of things. So I don't know what it'll look like. It might be a lot different. It's a little scary, but... we're just in the research phase. Does that make sense? Just think about it. Think about what's important to you guys, and if anybody wants to research what other cities have done, I would like to, at the next meeting, start kind of building a protocol of, you know, like, when people come here with a proposal, we have a set of questions, and yes, and does this fit this? Does this fit that? You know, and that's kind of what we need to have ready.
And the Design and Review Board should probably weigh in with regards to, like, prepping the walls properly, that you don't just go and start painting on a wall that's not been properly prepped for a mural, and that's happened all over town.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing.
Maybe that is a place where the Design Review Board kind of melds with the Arts Commission.
Well, it sounds to me like murals will still get approved by...
Not necessarily. That's what we're talking about. There's a few options. Joint approval. We have joint meetings with them. Or we just take it over. Because it's not really in there. It doesn't quite fit what they do. And the reason they got it instead of us is probably for many years the Arts Commission was just kind of shut down. And so now that people are a little bit more interested in being on the commission and stuff, we have an opportunity to take over a little bit more. And I mean, that's one of the things I'm going to ask at the end here. We'll put it on the agenda next time. But it's going forward, what do we want to be? And how do we want to govern or any of those things? And this would be one that really does affect the city and the aesthetics of the city. So I'll talk to Bill and Frank, and we'll see what they have.
Yeah, let us gather some more information, and I'll talk to the DRB, and we'll see, if we can work something out within the parameters of the ordinance, and then I can bring that back, and then we can see what we would like to do, what part we'd like to play in it.
Yeah. That's great. And just as a note, one of the things is being able to say what kind of paints are appropriate. You know, same thing with this. Let's start with murals, but we would move on additionally to sculpture, and then you get into legality of like, is a sculpture going to fall on a kid? You know, like you obviously don't want that to happen. So we need some protocol when it comes to that, you know.
I have a question.
Yes, of course.
there was an artist, and she's in Central School, I think, named Rita.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, she got the grant to do the murals in the post office, so she might be somebody to talk to, because that was a public building.
And that's probably, I mean, I haven't heard of too many grant, the Arts Commission hadn't given out too many, so she probably is one
well,
of the
Well, that was
example.
Back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, really?
When those murals all went into the post office, and they're beautiful, and she's still around, but you might, I don't remember her last name.
Very.
Hmm?
It's Rita Very.
She has the studio there at the...
Not anymore. She did. She
did
was a student at Central School for years.
You know, I know she did that. She was the one that got the commission to do those murals, so she might have some ideas of how she got it, because it's a federal, it's a city building, but it's the federal post office, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, that would be great. I do see her occasionally, so I could ask her next time I see her.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything to add? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I just think going forward, you know, other than throwing a party once a year or a fundraiser, we need to think about what we want to be. And so this is
important.
You know. So we'll put it on the next agenda as a same thing, a discussion about it, and then come up with a deadline. So, and if anybody has any questions, they can email her, she'll email me. We'll try and form it, an idea.
And it also helps, you know, our consciousness about being in town and looking at the town in a different way because of this discussion, which is what you were talking about.
It's good to look around and see. And I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, move here because of the way it looks old, and the walls look old, and the buildings look old, and it's very beautiful to them. So sometimes too many murals can kill that as well. So that's always something to keep into consideration. But I'm, we just need to find it. We need to find a balance.
The studio always get permission for them. I mean, did you do
that? There was like no permission. I mean, there was no protocol.
She's sitting up at the she's just did a big round up at St.
Canyon. Well, if it's your house,
another
you can do.
One?
I've got pictures.
If it's your house, you can do what you want, you know. But there, it's something.
Yeah, I need my Bruce Johnson one rendered. No, my one.
And Bill went through the process to get the Rose Johnson up on the wall at the Circle K, so he knows a little bit about it, too, so I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
You know, you're right there. I'm talking like you're not here. Is everybody good? We're going to move along?
Yes.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us, you guys. Item 2, discussion and possible action regarding a new Bisbee Arts Commission logo. This has been on our agenda several times, as we all know. I'm still in the camp of hiring Bridget to do it for us, but I'm open to just nothing that many of the applications that we had got, there were some really good ones, but a lot of them, some of them didn't get, if you made them small, you couldn't see them, so it's very hard to get the right thing for us. If anybody has anything to add on that. I mean, we're not going to vote on it. I guess we do have an action.
We should make an action because, in fact, it's a hindrance not having this BAC logo. As we get further down in the discussion in our next point, we can't really even move forward with much on the next subject if we don't have the logo for Bisbee Arts Commission identified.
Have you talked to her already, and is she willing to do?
Yeah, she's more than willing.
Okay,
you know?
Well, I move that we hire Bridget to do the logo, to make submissions of the logo. What do you think, Carl?
My question is, what would we get from her? Would we get multiple choices? Would we be able to revise them and send them back? I mean, or are we going to pay her and she's going to throw something at us?
She has always been very open to revising at no charge. She's great about that. For the poster 2 years ago we used for the arts auction, I think I changed it like 10. I started feeling really guilty, but she was great about it. And I think that we all agreed that the basic shapes and the BAC thing was the most appropriate for us. It worked really well. And that's the one that I think I'm using for the Facebook page right now. It's just clean and simple. I mean, a lot of them, like I said, were really, they were great. It just wasn't nothing, we weren't in agreement. Nobody wasn't, there was not a complete agreement on one of them. So,
right.
So in this case, what you asked about, I think she would be willing to do a few and see. Okay. That general like square, circle, triangle thing was kind of where we were going with it. What do you think about that?
Okay. Have we put that out, a request for proposals, before?
We put it out twice.
Yes.
Okay, so those ones that we saw a few months ago, those were the results?
They were the results.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't care for
And luckily, Nina didn't, you didn't print them out again, because it was getting nuts. She was printing them out like every time because we were not in agreement.
I apparently forgot to print out most things that were on the agenda, so I do apologize.
Oh, it's okay. You guys are, I understand.
Well, if that's already been done, why can't we just talk to Bridget and propose that she do it and see her?
Let's do it. Somebody move, and then.
I move that we hire Bridget to make a, logos that we could select from a few samples that we could, you know, she could rough them out. Not, they wouldn't have to be totally finished, maybe.
She's fine with that, I bet. I'll talk to her about it. That's who she is. I second that. All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? All right. Passed unanimously. Item 3, discussion and possible action concerning funding for the art vending machine, including but not limited to retrofitting.
Everybody's looking at me. Okay.
You can also see Carlos.
You saw him with me. All right. So Carlos was going to be joining us this evening, but literally just got home from Mexico last night, and I think Daphne is not feeling well. Not to do that. So he was picking her up and taking her home and not going to come to the meeting. But he was willing to come on 3 occasions when this meeting was canceled. So he had proposed, and we don't have it here in front of us this time, and I did not bring my stack of papers.
I saw it. But he's not, let's see if I can pretend I can pull it up. The breakdown?
Exactly. He did a subtle breakdown. It's not a committed price to what this might cost. As a matter of fact, he thinks he might have gone a little bit on the high end, but now who knows? We have to retrofit the machine. The machine has to be converted to take dollar bills. I don't know if you remember these discussions. Another way would be to mint a coin, and people purchase a coin and put the coin into the machine, and then they get their pull and they get a piece of art. And we already have purchased the machine, which is storing in our garage, which my husband would like to see moved. So it's sitting there looking like a cigarette machine. To retrofit the vending machine is one part of it. It's to buy the machine, either the dollar acceptor, or if we decide to mint a coin, I think the dollar acceptor bill, the bill acceptor thing is a better idea. But it takes one aspect out of it, one expense out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the machine also has to be sort of tricked out a little bit with a little bit of, I don't know, bedazzling of some sort.
It needs a new paint job. It's very ugly.
We also would want, though, that machine then, if we have, there's 22 pulls on the machine, if we end up with 11 artists with 2 pulls, a $10 pull or a $20 pull, or if we end up with 22 artists with $10 pulls, whatever we decide we're going to do with this machine, then each one of those artists would have an identified barcode that, you know, you would point your phone and you could look at that person's website and say, hey, I'm willing to give Poe this new $20, you know, knowing that 10 of it will go to the BAC and 10 of it will go to this artist, or however, you know, this part of this needs to be determined. And it's an ongoing part of it, and that's where the box comes into play that fits into the machine, and that box should have a BAC logo on it. I mean, that just makes sense. And with information about thank you for, you know, with appropriate information about you've just given money to our local artists and our local Bisbee Arts Commission, which funds, gives grants to our local artists and organizations. So this is a big project. And it has been, we've purchased the machine how many months ago?
Four? Five?
No, that's right.
It's been a long time. Is that been longer?
It's probably been January.
January, February, or March. What? February, March.
I'm sorry. The question is, can we depend on Carlos to get it done if we give him
a... If you hire him, he's quite nitpicky that way, yes.
Okay. Mm.
He will do it, and he will do it very well, and it'll work. And
you can do it, too. He can make guitars. So
he can do a lot of things if he puts...
For the financial breakdown.
Okay.
Everybody received it in their email.
We did have it, and I did have it in my stack of stuff, and I don't have it in front of me right now. Nina, do you have that in front of you from last month? You had it, or the last meeting, we did have...
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I just have too many emails from the city of Bisbee.
The proposal that Carlos gave for retrofitting that machine, he had researched the cost of buying the dollar thing that then has to be mounted to our machine, and it has to, there's a little bit of mechanical stuff that has to happen.
And where is the machine going to go once it's all done?
And that's another good question. The machine has
big one.
Yeah, we've had a lot of ideas about that. The machine could move around town from shop to shop as a kind of, now the machine is...
Is it movable? I mean, is it...
It is movable. It's a cigarette machine. Yeah, it just needs to be able to plug in.
Yeah, it's movable.
And so, yes, it needs to be identified, that location.
I think it needs to be by the banner, in the convention center where they have the great banner with the...
It could be there.
This beautiful fun, it should be right beside it. That would be a whole event.
Could be there. It could... I would love to see us ultimately like sharing office space with, and then having a place where it's, if we had a place on Main Street where a hub for all of the different things like the
arts and cultural.
Arts and cultural. I mean, we could share.
I don't think moving it from shop to shop is a good idea. I think. I actually do see it beside the Bisbee for fun thing, because that's already a thing, you know what I mean? It's like...
But you have to go into conventions.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so...
You know, there have been a lot of options given to us. I know that Will Nathan offered us a front of his store.
I was spoken to Mark and look...
I'm sure that there would be... A pole for
we could also
that's
we could also put it inside the visitor center.
It could be in the visitor center.
And I assume they would give us permission since we're
the
city of Bisbee as well.
One of the things
about the I thought about this last time, but the one thing about the visitor center is that has anybody recently been to the visitor center?
No.
There's no representation of art. Very little. It is all mining, which is understandable because it's also the mining, mine tour.
There you go. That's.
But there is a book of artists there. That's the last, I think, maybe 10 years ago, where you can go through and see artists in town. But that would be a good project in general, is the idea of putting something there, even if you guys didn't want the machine there. It would be nice to have some representation there. I don't know why we never thought of that last time. I don't know why.
There are many opportunities.
There's also the second. There's a little mine, the little visitor center as well downtown. Well, and also the mining museum.
There are opportunities to be in the library.
Is that the breakdown?
Yeah.
Okay, looking at the breakdown that was put in front of us. The date was April 27th. That he had sent us. To retrofit the existing coin acceptor to $20 bill, to receive a $20 bill,
mm-hmm.
which means you just have to go to the ATM, get your $20, and come back and use it. $850, that's the price of the machine. And then he has labor price at $35 an hour. He puts 12 hours on here at $420. The $850 is just the machine. To repaint and refinish it, he's got a $500, so $1,770. We purchased the machine for $300. Originally, we were asked to pay $350. We got the price down to $300. So we have the machine, and it's still coming in below the price if we were to go off and buy a brand new, ready, retrofitted machine to do this, because they do exist, and they're about $2,500. So we're still coming in below $2,000.
My question is,
if he uses all that, and he may not, because it may not take him 12 hours of labor.
Right. My question is, he the right guy to paint it, and what's that going to look like?
Have you ever seen his models?
I've seen his models, and I've seen the machine, but
he told me what he wanted.
He was lost about what to do with it, because he asked me. You know,
Okay, we'll put a caveat on that. We could go ahead, and we've already dedicated so much time. If we went ahead and approved this with the retrofit,
once the repaint was up, I'm assuming it will take him probably, I don't know how long he's gonna, it will take him to do this.
We gotta get the machine ordered and set to come.
So the next meeting, he could come and talk about, we could all discuss what to put on the machine.
In terms of the paint job.
Does that sound good for everyone?
Yes.
Because I think we all wanna watch it closely. Not that I don't trust him, but we wanna know.
And again, it's a matter of how much do we want this machine to do? Do we want people to be able to walk up, point their phone at a barcode thing and get an artist website pulled up? I mean, the more things that we add to what this machine can do, do they walk up and say, what's the BAC? Point their phone and get, whoa, they get this beautiful, like, this is what the BAC is.
Right now I don't think it's...
It's not necessary.
Not necessary. And I also don't know how often people use those things.
They use them outside of the country all the time, everywhere we were, in Norway and everywhere that I saw.
But I like the idea of keeping it somewhat vintage-y looking.
I do too.
Yeah. We don't wanna get too schnazzy, but...
We don't have to, yeah. So I'm saying that, you know, the more complicated the machine gets, the more complicated the job for Carlos would be, so...
And for human beings with small brains.
So keeping it simple and just saying you get a chance to get a POTUS Muke or a Kate Drew Wilkinson or Kathy Murphy, look at all the ones on the board here. You'll all be being hit up to produce little tiny things.
Teeny tiny.
Let's get a...
I move to approve the 1770. For the retrofitting, repaint, refinishing, and labor of this machine, with the caveat that at the next meeting, we will pre-approve any designs. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I have a second?
Second.
What was that amount? 17 what?
1770 here.
Want to pass it, yeah.
Well, I mean, we kind of have to approve it because if the machine is no good the way it is, so.
And Jerry is right. To buy a machine like this, this whole idea, they're like $5,000 or something. So we've already gotten a pretty good deal in this sense. And I really just want to, at this point, I just want to see it move forward.
Yeah, okay.
If it's, I mean, unless...
And it becomes the ongoing fundraiser that it's just constantly happening for the community.
Can we put it on the next agenda to discuss where it will be and also have a separate agenda item to approve the designs? Because I do want to work this out about where it's going to be pretty soon. So
next meeting we'll discuss placement at the machine.
Will you be able to tell Carlos to come in and talk to us?
Design.
Yeah.
Exterior.
We didn't aye, did we? All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? Thank you guys very much. I'm going to go ahead to item 4 and item 5. Because we don't have the paperwork for Lori, it's okay. I'm not worried about it. We can table. Let's table both of those. Ken Bowe's out until, originally he was going to be back by now, but he's still out of town until the 7th.
Okay.
So there's no reason really to discuss it. So I would like to table item 4. Do we have to vote on that? And item 5, Lori McKenna, because we don't have the paperwork in front of us, if that's okay with you guys. I have no doubt. I mean, I looked at Lori is... You know, it's all clear and everything. So, and Ken Bowe, I love the poetry idea, and I'd like to have him here before we approve anything else. So.
Can we also table item number 1, the minutes, because I forgot to put those on there, too. Sorry.
It's a wild summer, huh?
It's just been a hectic 2 weeks.
I know. I have no doubt. We also don't have the paperwork for the, I will just discuss this, and then we can send out what you and I worked out, how much money we made and everything on item 6.
Okay.
Did somebody have a question about 4 and 5?
The only question that I might have, it's not really about 4 or 5 specifically, do we want to start asking for anybody else who received a grant to get their paperwork in?
We do have a few people that I know that owe us paperwork. I know that Showcase Hotel at this point does, and I'll remind them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are maybe a couple others that we still need. So, yeah, we'll put that, if we can...
We need to discuss at all the method in which money was taken during the kite event.
Well, that's what we're going to go on to item 6 now. So item 6, discussion of the art auction fundraiser that was held on Saturday, May 19, 2018. So I don't have the breakdown right now in front of me, but we did about $1,200 after all the costs. Everything... We knew that because last year at our auction, what did we make? We made before cost, we made 14,000, and after cost, I think we made ten
500 or something. We did so well, we didn't want to have a major event. Though I will tell you personally, I was a little disappointed how much everything cost. And that's my fault as much as anybody, though I did think it was a great event. But with the cocktail bar, the booze is really expensive, along with cups, paying all the musicians, and 35% to artists and all these things. So we ended up spending quite a lot of money. Luckily, we didn't lose any money, but we didn't make a whole lot.
Right.
So.
Well, I think we can take what was successful about it and improve it. I think for one thing, the drinks were way too expensive. I mean, they were $10, $12.
They were so strong.
I mean, if they were $5 a drink, we would have made a lot more money at the bar. So, I mean, that's just one thing right there.
And they could have been less strong, yeah.
Yeah, they could have been less strong.
The art auction, we just didn't. We need to organize it better. It's because a lot of people didn't even know there was an art auction going on.
And Sharon and I talked about that. We didn't really need the art auction on top of everything else in that sense because it was so much going on.
What money was made from the auction?
I don't have a breakdown in front of me.
I can't remember.
We did really well with the kites, but then how much did we spend on the kites? So that's the thing.
Kites were
three or four?
The kites were $300.
We can discuss the breakdown of the money next time, too. I'll get Nina to send it out to us again, and we can have that breakdown so that we can look at it as well.
It was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work.
For that amount of money, but I think we could do better.
Were the records worth it?
What?
Were the records worth it?
Well, a lot of it, so when people were, what was given to me, were pieces of paper where we had written how many kites we were selling and things like that. So it was pretty chaotic. With all the forms and everything, that's actually, the auction things are written out because they had to write it to bid on an auction. But it was, I think ultimately there was just too many different things going on. I know that I was a little nervous the whole time because of the alcohol barriers. And so I was really, which I don't really understand from a city, we have to have them and yet some events don't use them. And so it's just a hard thing to sort of govern the alcohol part of it. I mean, not that we didn't get in trouble or anything, but we made the area smaller and then bigger, and then it was just sort of, that was a little chaotic. Yeah. I have never thrown an event on a street, so
yeah.
I don't really know what that is.
All I know was really well attended, and people had a great time.
Yes. People had a great time, and Yoni's drinks were great.
We did a little bit.
And that's
so, you know,
yeah.
The fact that we have such a good time is really important.
But one of the things that, I want us all to think about, you know, that's one of the important things is moving forward, what do we want that to look like? I thought it was a great experiment. I had a great time. I think we all did. I think the Arts Commission was, you know, had more drinks than anybody in some ways. I'm just joking, but we did have everybody seemed to really enjoy themselves.
It was a nice party.
It was a great party, but it was not the most successful fundraiser. And maybe sticking to the art auction model served us very well, but we don't want to, it almost killed me. I mean, it was crazy. A lot of us, it was so much work to have an art auction every year.
I think it was good to do something different, and maybe next year, maybe it's every other year, and I think maybe we could even maybe keep some elements of what we did this time.
The kites were great. I loved that.
I think we could do less kites and maybe bigger kites. And sell them for more money. But I think it was smart to not do the art auction this year. And we made money.
Yeah, we did so well. That was one of the best fundraisers that I've ever heard of in this town. So we had a little bit of a leeway to try something new.
I'd like to say something.
Yeah, of course.
I think next year when we ask artists to donate their art and then we're going to pay them when they sell it, we need to get the money to them faster. Because I've had people call me, I got my check today.
You did you get your W? The city called everybody. That was a confusing thing. So last year, we didn't turn in W-9s.
They won't want to donate again if you have to wait 6 months.
I know.
I'm going to add to that, Kathy, because there was a lot of that. There was too much of that. It should have been handled in such a way, and I remember as we were leaving the night after we worked our butts off, there were all those papers. I went, who's going to make that letter and say thank you for participating, your piece sold for this amount of money, and you've got money coming, X amount of money. That should have been done
right away.
Right away. That should have been done.
I had Art Herman on August 22nd still saying he hadn't heard anything. And that really breaks my heart because I asked Art to produce a piece. He not only produced a piece, he produced a piece that was specific to our event. And he got shunned by that. And then on top of it, the city is wrong to say they need a W-9 when it's under $700.
Right.
By law, you do not have to fill out a W-9.
That was, and it was, we had that, our finance.
That's correct, because I talked to my accountant about that.
You'd have to take that up with finance.
And that was the hard thing for me. So we turned everything in, and then a few weeks later, I found out from finance they wanted the W-9s for the performers. So we got the W-9s from them. And then a few weeks after that, they decided that they wanted the W-9s from the artists. And at that point, I thought the checks had already gone out. Sure. And so that was something, because in the last year, we didn't turn in W-9s.
We had a lot of W-9s already for other things that some of those participants had already done. But the problem was we lost all of that in the fire. So it all had to be recreated. And I do know, no matter how much the money is, we have to have a W-9 so that it, because it came up with a different thing today, that so we can prove that that person is not an employee.
So going forward, we have to make sure we get the W-9.
I think we should look into that, because I talked to an accountant today. I said, I finally got my check today. And she said, well, how much was your sale? And I told her, you know, it was under $100, and so I didn't even think I should have to do it. And she said, under $600, nobody should get your Social Security number.
Yeah.
And that's what I didn't know how to argue with the. It was totally a decision of the finance department.
And it held it all up again another 3 or 4 weeks.
It held it up a long time because of that one. Because
and
then.
From my standpoint, in asking an artist to do something as an art dealer for many, many years, way longer than I am alive, actually, it seems like. But my take on that is it's so unprofessional that I really, it offended me greatly. I'm going to just say I was greatly offended by having my reputation sullied because we couldn't respond. I didn't have the paperwork. I would have happily written these all out before I flew out 24 hours later. I was leaving for 5 weeks, but I was ready to take all of that paper and just send a thank you. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for your art. Thank you for the sale that we, or not. We did manage to get everybody to work back to them.
Well, also, I personally sent out an email to everyone who sold something and wanted money from their work. I sent out an email to them, and it did take me, I think it was about a month out afterwards because of personal stuff. But everyone who got money should have gotten an email. And there was one case, like Art Herman, who never got my email. And maybe he doesn't check his email, or I don't know. Okay. And so it was hard. And then the other thing being that originally the city of Bisbee wanted all W-9s, they wanted the originals, and so getting all that together. But next year we just.
It's appropriate for them to be asking. I think we should have that argument with them mm-hmm. that it was inappropriate to even ask for it. It's against the law, in fact, to take someone's W-9, take their Social Security number as a form of ID.
Let's talk to finance and see. Would somebody I didn't know what to say in that sense because I didn't. They
what
were holding the check.
So tomorrow I can talk to Carrie and Yvonne, who worked with that, and just express
because never
to them,
before they right, actually we didn't do it at all, unless somebody had over nobody made over $700.
I just did what they asked me to do, was get in contact with you about the W-9s because I don't handle their finances.
I spent
the other part.
Several weeks chasing people down.
Well, I just brought it up because I think we should look at that before we do this again.
I agree completely. I was very frustrated. I just didn't understand because we had never done it before.
Yes,
so
I really.
Unless they just had them all on file for other years, but I doubt that.
No,
could be.
Not all the same artists.
Yeah, they weren't the same artists. So we'll talk to. I'll call you and talk to finance and see if we'll.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't get it either. It was really frustrating.
I just did what I was asked to do. So
apology from the city might be a way to get everybody back on track because there were a lot of people who were offended by that.
The W-9. I know, Jan. There were.
And we should look. Have the city attorney run it by the city attorney.
Make a payment to somebody.
The W-9.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Not just the finance department, but the city attorney.
I don't think the city attorney owes me any favors.
Okay, I think we should run that whole W-9 thing by the city attorney rather than just the finance department.
No, that's what I'll do tomorrow. I'll call Elda and I'll...
See what they say.
See what they say.
Because there were several people that I eventually even, I emailed them and then called them, and they did not want to give me a W-9. And I didn't know what to tell them, you know? So, because I know a lot of people are very private about that. But in a city government, it may be a very different protocol, so I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll find out an answer.
We'll
find out something.
All I can do is say, I did what I was asked to do, and I'm sorry that it...
Yeah, me too. That's how I felt. I was like...
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
You just don't want this to happen again, you know, where
artists
stop us on the street and say, where's my money?
And talk to the finance director.
No, that's what, I guess in...
Did I sell anything?
No, we need a W-9. If they're going to make us do it, we have to ask her in the beginning. I just didn't expect that at all. I had never heard of that before.
Well, I think it's illegal for them to ask unless it's over $600.
We'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, because I don't know that the laws governing city governments are a little different than businesses, so we'll totally get to the bottom of that before we have come even close to a fundraiser, because I was exhausted and also very frustrated because I was still tracking people down trying to get these things. So, we skipped item... We pushed item 7 to the top, so the next before, we don't actually have it on this agenda, but I think it'll be okay. Does anybody have anything that they want to be discussed at the next meeting? And like I said, I've mentioned a couple times, is I'm very open to this right now, and I mean, I hope that, you know, we all are, is I really want us all to think about what we want the Arts Commission to be. And I hope everybody's bringing it to the table, like what they think their ideas are, because I would like to do more than obviously just have fundraisers or parties or, and I know that, you know, like Sharon, like one of the reasons I'm so proactive in some sense or about voting for the art vending machine is because I would love to just have something to put out there, you know?
I may have missed the meeting where we saw the photos of what it looked like, but if we could bring those back, I have an idea.
I'll send them to Nina, I think.
I haven't seen any.
Oh, it still looks like right now, right?
Yeah, but it still looks the same. I'm looking at my phone.
We were going to do a field trip over there, but the legality of it was crazy.
Yeah, then we were a quorum. And
yeah, like we had to call a quorum. And
does that mean we can't drink?
No, it means
not if you don't tell.
Debtor's address out.
Oh, that's right, too. Sharon would have to post her address. But yeah, let's try and get those. We'll get those pictures to you so you can see it. And then next meeting, we'll be discussing once again the logo and Bridget, and then the art vending machine, possible ideas for the artwork, and then also another agenda item of where we want it to be.
Right.
Just and we'll just discuss it.
Do we have to purchase boxes that?
We would, and so...
And I researched that, and I had that in the last time that we talked about this meeting. I found a good source for, depending upon how many we order, they have them even printed in color options. A regular cigarette box with a flip top, but it would be, you know, the AC logo on it.
Okay, yeah, so that's why we need to get the logo. So
if you need images of this machine so that we could then... If we each had like an 8.5 by 11, I'd be happy to take the photos of the machine.
We have them somewhere. I'm
okay.
If you can send them back to Nina, and then she'll send them out. Is that okay?
Yep.
And then we can all look at it.
Each have a big one and do our ideas about how it should be.
We're all.
That's my idea, right?
Okay.
So I think that's good. If anybody thinks of anything they want to add, obviously email Nina a few days before the next meeting. So I really want everybody, if you can take a few moments and just think about how we want to move forward. So.
All right.
Sound good?
Absolutely, yeah.
I move to adjourn this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission.
I'll second that.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Did either of you want to speak?
Okay. Okay, great. Well, if you have any questions for us, let us know.
You were so bored.